July 17, today's Elishas. The story of Elisha following Elijah to receive a double portion of his anointing is a well-known one. The two men begin in Gilgal, just on the western side of the Jordan River, and walk to Bethel, almost as far as Jerusalem, to Jericho, very near where they started, and back to Jordan, probably very near Jericho. But then something unexpected happens. The two men come to the Jordan River. As Elijah strikes the waters, they part, allowing the men to cross over. They are now on the eastern side of the Jordan, territory outside God's original allotment for Israel, but within the greater area promised to Abraham. Here Elijah will be taken into heaven, and Elisha will take his cloak and receive a double portion of Elijah's anointing. The Elishas of today often receive their anointing outside the bounds of what God's people see as their inheritance, but within the bounds of what God sees. Today's Elishas walk in a realm their followers might seriously question has legitimacy. They see what the people don't yet see. They live in a realm those they minister to rarely even strive for, let alone touch. These Elishas pay a price to fulfill their ministry call. The Old Testament records twice the number of miracles in Elisha's ministry compared to Elijah's. Many of tomorrow's Elishas are even now being prepared on the wrong side of the Jordan, outside of where and what the church expects, but right from God's perspective.